Welcome to Living as a Jew, a daily lesson in the Kitzer Shulchan Aruch, a project of the Chabad of Kerry Jewish Center. Chapter 34, The Laws of Tzedakah. Being that this is such a fundamental part of Yiddishkeit, of Judaism, we'll study this chapter in greater detail. I'll also quote more frequently from the actual words of the Shulchan Aruch. There is a positive mitzvah in the Torah to give charity, to give tzedakah to Jews that are needy. As the Torah says, open your hand to them. Or as a second verse says, that your brethren should live and be allowed to live with dignity amongst you. Just as there is a positive mitzvah associated with tzedakah, there is also a negative mitzvah. The Torah says if you see an individual asking for help, you ignore that person, you transgress this, as the Torah says, do not harden your heart or shut your hand from those in need. The Shulchan Aruch writes beautifully that tzedakah is within the DNA of the Jewish people. In fact, long before the Torah was even given at Sinai, God says about Avraham, our patriarch Abraham, I have a special love for him because he commands his children and his household to preserve the ways of Hashem and do tzedakah, umishpa, charity and justice. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch goes as far as saying, if there is someone who is particularly cruel when it comes to tzedakah, not generous, and just doesn't have a heart for other people, there is sufficient reason for people to be suspicious of their Jewish identity. How is it possible for a Jew not to have this DNA of giving and wanting to help those less fortunate than themselves? The Shulchan Aruch continues that tzedakah is considered greater than all of the korbanos, all of the sacrifices mentioned in the Torah, and that the Jewish people will merit the coming of Mashiach, our redemption, through the mitzvah of tzedakah, and it now promises us that a person will never become poor through giving tzedakah, and no negativity will befall an individual for doing this mitzvah. Because when we are merciful with others, we will be treated with mercy from Hashem. A person should consider that just as we are always requesting our sustenance, our blessings from Hashem, and we want that God should listen to our requests, similarly, we should listen to the requests of those that need help from us. It continues with two more considerations. A, as we all know, life is indeed a wheel of fortune. Right now, we might be blessed. One never knows what will happen in the future, whether to themselves or to someone else. God forbid the day may come when one of our descendants will be in this situation. And of course, we would want them to be helped. And last, but perhaps most important, a person should not have the mindset that the money is mine and why should I part with it and diminish my wealth, but rather this entire world belongs to Hashem. And I am blessed that Hashem has allowed me to be the distributor of good in the world. I'm so fortunate to be on the giving side, not on the receiving side. And while we are guaranteed to be blessed when we fulfill the mitzvah of tzedakah, even in this world, the Talmud says charity avoids evil decrees and prolongs life, the ultimate reward for this mitzvah, like all mitzvahs, is in the world to come. Hashem created us to be givers, and therefore the Shulchan Aruch says every person is obligated in tzedakah, even one who sadly themselves has to accept tzedakah from others. That does not mean that they get a pass on this mitzvah. They should take a percentage of what was given to them and help those that are less fortunate than themselves. And in general, one who has not been blessed with large means, they should know that their mitzvah of tzedakah, however little it is still precious to Hashem. There is a biblical precedent for this idea of what was called the Korban Ani, the offering of the poor individual. And the Talmud says that even if all they had was a little bird to bring, like the bulls and the oxen and the rams that others brought, nonetheless, that is especially precious to Hashem if they're doing it with the right kavanah, and it's coming from the heart. Now, in tomorrow's lesson, we'll discuss the benchmarks that a person should strive for in this mitzvah of tzedakah. But in today's lesson, it talks about the poor individual that we meet on the street. It says we have this obligation to give them a small sum of money according to their situation. In times of old, there was a fund specifically for beggars in every town that would give them enough for two meals. It says we have to be especially careful for people who suddenly fell on hard times to give them more tzedakah because they are accustomed to a certain lifestyle, and we must be careful to give them their needs. Finally, the Shulchan Aruch says that even though when you look in the Torah, the mitzvah of tzedakah is said regarding our fellow Jews, our brothers and sisters amongst the Jewish nation, nonetheless, we should also support and feed and clothe the local non-Jewish community as well, along with the Jewish people, to be a contributing member of the society that we live in the words of the Shulchan Aruch, Mipnei Darkei Shalom, for the sake of peace and good relationships with the community that we live in. Being a good citizen and helping the non-Jewish community in the town is also a wonderful way to create a Kiddush Hashem, a sanctification of God's name. It represents the cause well and shows how we are truly Hashem's ambassadors to make this world a better place. That said, it is important to know that the original text for tzedakah refers to the Jewish community. The bulk of our giving should be to our fellow Jews and to Jewish organizations, and really for any group. Tzedakah begins at home, as we will discuss, please God, in a future class. A concluding thought. While we typically translate tzedakah as charity, that really is not an accurate translation. That root word in Hebrew, tzedek, means justice. It means you're doing the right thing. You are doing what is just. You are using these resources for what was intended when it was given to you. Because indeed, that is the Jewish perspective of tzedakah. God made a world and allowed us to be partners in creation, to be His distributors of good. And what a schus, what a merit it is to have that position, how much joy we should take in the fact that we are right now serving as God's shluchim, God's messengers to bring goodness to the world. And just like when you're sitting at a dinner table and there's a serving platter put in front of you with, let's say, chicken, you take a piece or two for yourself and then you continue to pass it down. We should have that mindset with our resources. Hashem gave us this blessing intending that we should take what we need for our families. Certainly Judaism says we are allowed to enjoy our blessings in life, but then we continue to pass that down and bring these blessings and gifts to all those around us. Tomorrow we will, please God, continue getting into the subject of Maaser. And